I like it. All right, guys, we have reached the end of the evening. We have one more storyteller. I mentioned at the top that last time this gentleman came up to tell a story, we were cut off by the union employees at C2E2 who were just doing their job. But fortunately, Chris Geiger is non-union and probably will not kill the lights and sound on Mr. Patrick Klepek.
Well, I'd like to thank all the people I invited for coming. Thanks, you guys, for coming, and thanks for having me to do this. I'm going to stand because it feels more powerful when you stand. Also, the last story that I told for Nerdalogs, like, I wrote it out, like I timed it, like I got it perfectly, and, you know, it was 5 minutes, and then I was told you have 2 minutes, and so I had to, like, do real-time editing on the fly, and then this one I just kind of thought about while I was barbecuing steak earlier tonight, so... but when I thought about fingers crossed, like that sort of implies to me maybe a little bit of luck. And then throughout life, you can maybe think about ways you can subvert that luck. And a couple of years ago, I had a conversation with my now wife, who I'll be married to for 2 years in a couple of weeks. I thought in my head about that line and knew everyone would clap. I just really wanted to make sure I got it in there. And we had a conversation a couple of years ago where she goes, "Hey, you know, we've been dating for like 5 years or so now." She's like, "Look, like neither of us are religious, not in a rush to get married, but I'm going to be 30 pretty soon. We need to be married by the time I'm 30. It's going to get embarrassing." So I said, "Okay." So like that gate, like, you know, you have that conversation, that would most freak most people out. But it's like, all right, cool. I know we're getting married. I don't have to worry about like the whole saying yes part, but now I got to figure out like, what am I going to do? I can't just, like, surprise her at a restaurant. Like, that's... Like, she's already told me, you have a deadline. So figure out something cool in the time in between. So start thinking about that. And it's kind of like when you get near Christmas time and you're not sure what to buy someone. And you just kind of, like, scroll through Amazon. Like, you just figure something's going to happen. I wasn't going to overthink it. But, like, that got me, like, increasingly nervous that I had to come up with something pretty cool. And when we first started dating... we got really into watching horror films, specifically Charles Band created horror films. He's responsible for Puppet Master. He was a producer on Ghoulies, like a lot of stuff in the 80s he was behind. And he's still around making movies today, although these days he's responsible for things like Evil Bong. Like, they're not as culturally relevant or interesting. And I don't mean to shock you, but the result of this story is that I now have an IMDb credit for Evil Bong 3, The Wrath of Bong. I should be clear. It's I didn't write the screenplay. It's a story by, but I did, my text is really big in the movie. And on their website, because I kept up with what he was doing, even though what he makes today is complete garbage. It was, "Hey, we're doing Evil Bong 3. We would like the fans to come up with the subtitle." So I said, "Okay, I can do this. Like, I can go get drunk and I can come up with a name for Evil Bong 3. So I went out with a friend and we came up with Evil Bong 3, Wrath of Bong. And the idea was like playing on Star Trek, and the idea was that an asteroid came in from outer space and like there was kind of like green moss on it, but then like some stoners find it and like they start smoking it and it turns it into zombies. And I wrote this 150 word treatment, not realizing that you only had to come up with a subtitle. Like, I was really committed to this idea. And so I go online, submit it, like, 2 days after the deadline, and, like, wrote, like, a very apologetic email that, like, "You know, I really worked on this, and, like, I'm sorry it took 2 days, but I'd like it to still be considered for the contest." Skip a couple of weeks, then they, on their website, they put up a bunch of titles. There are, like, 15 of these titles, and mine's in there, and, you know, in some small way that to be considered for a Charles Band production is kind of cool. But instead of just choosing one, they were going to put it up to a vote. So, you know, of course, like, I get on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm like, "Hey, everyone, you gotta vote for Evil Bong 3, Wrath of Bong. Like, let's get this movie made." And and so I, at the time, I'm working for this the now defunct G4 television station. They're now Esquire Network or something like that. I was at the end of my time there. I wasn't having as much fun there anymore, and I was looking towards the future. So towards the end of the day, I was kind of checking out. And towards the end of the day, it was also when I was thinking, well, maybe I should try and find people to vote for this movie that we're hoping to get made. And so here's what I realized. So Charles Band, not making good movies, also not a fan of good poll technology on the internet. So what I mean by that is that I came to realize that if you voted for it, and he was using Poll Monkey, I'm not sure if they're still around. They shouldn't be around if they are. Bad poll technology. Don't use them. It didn't record that you were, like, the specific computer you were voting from. So if you just reloaded the page, you could just vote again. And I was working at a job that I didn't really like. I wanted this movie to get made. I just started voting for my movie hundreds of times. And as it turns out, no one else had figured that out, or, like, reasonable people were not voting for which subtitle of Evil Bong 3 that they wanted to get made. But I was very particular about it. I was not, like, voting thousands of times. I didn't want them to realize that they were using shoddy poll technology. So instead, I'm just voting, like, 10 or 12 times and, like, slowly seeing, like, Wrath of Bong just, like, really just escape in front of, like, all the other ones. And this was a moment where, you know, I crossed my fingers that I could somehow be associated with this really terrible Full Moon Productions movie, and then realized, like, well, no, actually, instead it doesn't have to be fingers crossed. I can just cheat and make sure that it gets to be my film. And at the end of it, they put up this YouTube video, and Charles Band is up there on YouTube. He's like, hey, we're announcing the results. And, like, I knew the results, but I was still nervous because I figured at some point they'd have, like, someone look at this and be like, 99% of the votes are from this one computer in Los Angeles. We should probably discount those. They didn't do that. And instead, you know, Charles Band gets on this YouTube video, and he just goes, well, Wrath of Bong, really, a lot of people want this movie to get made, so we're making this movie. They got thousands of votes. And not only that, but he goes, and this guy, Patrick Klepek, he wrote a plot summary, and it's pretty good, so we're just going to write a screenplay based on that. And so, not adding more details I don't need for the story, but, like, so I end up getting the screenplay, and, like, girlfriend's out of town, and, like, I get the screenplay for Wrath of Bong. I draw a bath, and, like, I got my iPad, and I'm sitting here ready to read this, and, like, getting, like, more and more horrified as I read it, because it's really bad. I don't want to be associated with this anymore. But at this point, it was too late, because they had gotten in touch with me and said, hey, in case you want to come out to the premiere, like, you know, you'd kind of have to travel for it. But if you want to come out to it, you could. Obviously, not going to pay for it. But it's going to be in Chicago. And just completely coincidental, it was just sort of a horror festival happening out here. And I realized at that moment, that's it. I'm going to propose to my future wife on stage at the premiere of Evil Bong 3, Wrath of Bong, in Chicago. Because we had met out there, and I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And thankfully, when we did get out to Chicago, we had all of our family there, all of our friends there. The movie was terrible. Everyone left within a couple of minutes to go out into the lobby where you could buy alcohol, which is a highly recommended. And it was the one thing where I got to go up on stage and ask her to marry me, and I didn't actually have my fingers crossed because I knew she'd say yes. So thank you.
That is tremendous. Was that the Music Box Horror Festival?
I think so.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Right on. Soup.